From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, we welcome Manda Lele, a folk music trio made up of Lorraine Dweezy, Wendy Surratt, and Francis Miller. While the band started and is based in Sperryville, Virginia, Francis, who is a Lancaster native, moved back to the area in the spring of 2012. She and her husband Tim are opening a small dairy farm called Fiddle Creek Dairy, just north of Quarryville.
Right around the time I moved is when Manda Lele had this incredible momentum and our harmonies had finally come together, and the way we were playing just had become powerful and really meaningful. And so we decided to not just let go of the band, but see how we could navigate continuing across state lines.
Coming up, it's Manda Lele talking about their brand new album, Riddled in Rhyme. We're also checking in with Ann Kirby from the Candy Factory in Lancaster about their contribution to the Lancaster creative scene. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Coming up this week on Wednesday, January 9th at Dog Star Books in Lancaster, it's the Dog Star Poetry Review, featuring poet Jim Warner, author of two poetry collections, Too Bad It's Poetry and Social Studies. An open mic will follow, so bring a poem, bring a friend, and enjoy poetry and freshly brewed Square One coffee at Dog Star Books, 401 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. It's Wednesday night, January 9th, starting at 7 p.m. This upcoming Saturday night, January 12th, Wood Stove House is collaborating with Tri-State Indy for Central PA Night, the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. It's a seven-band showcase of artists from Lancaster, York, and Harrisburg, including Adam Blessing, Mark DeRose, Katie Glorioso, Mike McMonagall, Wadad, Slackwater News, and They Were Only Satellites. Tickets are only $4, and the show starts at 7 p.m. It's Central Pennsylvania Night at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. Check the show post on today's episode for more details. Lancaster's Theater for Transformation are presenting the new play Emancipation Suite twice in the area in January. They'll be at the Midtown Scholar Bookstore in Harrisburg on January 15th and right here in Lancaster at the YWCA on January 21st. In celebration of the sesquicentennial of the Emancipation Proclamation, this new touring play written by Dr. Amanda Kemp features Box Chacon featuring violinist Michael Germanis, African-American spirituals, and original music. The play is directed by John Rohrkemper and stars Rita Clark, Joel Escher, and Joe Bryce. This play is appropriate for audiences aged 8 and up, and both performances are free and open to the public. Check out theaterfortransformation.org for more details. You may have heard me mention the Candy Factory on this program when introducing guests, and you may have wondered what we're doing chatting with artists in a place where they make candy. Well, it's not really a candy factory. It's a communal workspace in downtown Lancaster that's located in a building where candy was made many, many years ago.
Okay, so, I mean, the Candy Factory is a community of professionals ranging from startups, small business, freelance, remote workers, grad students even. We have a few of them who need a place. Usually it's we're filling a need. They need a place to work outside their home or meet with clients, or they want to use this as a mailing address. But at the end of the day, our number one goal is to build a community of professionals and from all different backgrounds. We have a very diverse membership. So
that's Ann Kirby, founder of the Candy Factory that opened in the summer of 2010.
When you join a place like the Candy Factory, you're actually becoming like a member to a club, like a social club. It's not a rent a desk. It's not, we're not a Regency or anything of that nature. You're not going to get a cubicle. You're not going to get a private office. That's not what we do here. But we do provide a place for you to work that has great Wi-Fi, business-grade Wi-Fi, endless coffee, and all of those other things. And it also allows you to tap into a community of professionals that you would never get to working from home or working in a coffee shop.
The Candy Factory is open for members during regular business hours on weekdays, but is made available for other activities during the off hours, particularly those in the arts.
One of our missions is to be as community focused as possible. So we are not just a place for someone to come work, even though, you know, that's our number one, you know, value, is to provide a unique, interesting place for someone to come and grow both business, both professionally and personally. But we also open up the space for artists and musicians throughout the year. We used to do it a lot more when we first originally opened, and now we've had to become a little more selective because our membership has grown so much. It's become a little more difficult for us to be open every weekend. But what we try to do is at least once a month have some kind of music or art event, and we always open up the venue for free for those artists as well.
Over the past couple years, the Candy Factory has proven to be a really cool and intimate listening room to enjoy live music. They've hosted concerts by the Beggar Folk, the Stray Birds, Joy Ike, and many more.
You usually can only fit 50 to 75 people in the space. And usually it's, you know, pulling a bunch of chairs together and couches and, you know, some people on the floor. And so, but it provides kind of a unique, comfortable atmosphere in a very interesting, cool old Candy Factory warehouse.
It's not just about music. The Candy Factory also hosts the visual arts whenever possible.
We had Discerning Eye. They hosted their show over Fall Art Walk in October. And that was us opening up the venue and giving them an alternative space to showcase artists locally. And again, we don't take any fee for that.
That was a great show. I remember there was film here in the conference room area.
Yeah.
And then the visual art and a DJ up in the main space.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
the whole space. Yeah, they used the lobby, they used the conference rooms. I mean, they used every little bit of space that we were able to give them.
While no visual art shows have been scheduled so far for 2013, you can mark your calendars for a couple concerts.
We have two shows already booked. Jessica Smucker is going to be playing in February, on February 16th, and she's actually bringing with her Julia Weldon, which is a singer-songwriter from New York City, and Megan Carey, who's a singer-songwriter from Philadelphia, are going to be playing that day. And then in March, we are going to be showcasing Joy Ike for her new CD release.
That's great.
Party in Lancaster, yeah, which is very exciting. One thing is great about Joy is that she kind of looks on Lancaster as kind of her home away from home. And we always get a great draw for her as well. Everyone's excited when they see her. So we haven't picked the date yet for that, but it's going to be sometime in March.
The Candy Factory is located at 323 North Queen Street in Lancaster. It's in the Keppel Building, where they actually did make candy in years past. Anne doesn't mind the fact that newcomers to the city might get confused at first about what goes on there.
Like, if someone walking down the street saw the Candy Factory sign and they are like, oh, it's just an office, it's a co-working space, and they knew what it was, they're less likely to come in and be like, what are you? And so it gives me an opportunity to say, hey, this is what we are, and give them a card and say, if you know of anyone who might need our services, you know, let them know that we're here. So, but unfortunately, we don't have candy. You know, and they're usually not that disappointed, but it's, you know, it's something that it gives me another opportunity. Plus, we're paying homage to this building. So,
if you need an awesome, creative, and collaborative place to work, or just want to keep up with what's going on, check out the Candy Factory online at candyissweet.com. Frances Miller is a Lancaster native who spent several of her childhood years in Kenya and her post-high school years living in various parts of the United States. She is a classically trained musician, a songwriter and music teacher, a trained improvisational facilitator, and an accomplished artist. Until recently, when she moved back to the area to open Fiddle Creek Dairy, a small dairy farm in southern Lancaster County, Frances was living in Sperryville, Virginia, a small town in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. That's where she met Lorraine Dweezy and Wendy Surratt and formed the trio Mandalele. All three women are songwriters and multi-instrumentalists, creating a very unique tapestry of sound that has been captured beautifully on their debut album, Riddled in Rhyme. Since Frances moved back to Lancaster in the spring of 2012, she has performed with Dr. Amanda Kemp in Theater for Transformation, worked alongside violinist Michael Jimanis at a summer strings camp with Music for Everyone, performed several concerts with our world-influenced folk band Sopa Soul, and was the Pied Fiddler in the Woodstove House production of Playgrounds, our on-site theater event during the 2012 Spring Art Walk here in Lancaster. She has had no trouble quickly becoming an integral part of the Lancaster creative scene. I caught up with Frances and Mandalele last fall after they performed at the very first barn concert at Fiddle Creek Dairy outside of Quarryville. We chatted about the band and the music behind Riddled in Rhyme. Here's Francis on the origin of Mandalele.
So we all lived in Sperryville, around Sperryville, Virginia, Rappahannock County. And Wendy and I had been at a drum circle facilitation training a few years before I moved to the area. And so we were good friends, and we had been drumming together. And we knew each other's music, and we talked about music a lot. And Wendy would often daydream about how it'd be so cool if we played in a band together. And I personally at the time just didn't see it. You know, we were coming from very different places and musically, and I just didn't think it was something that was going to happen, even though I really loved her songs as she was starting to write at that point. And then Lorraine, I don't remember exactly when we met, but at some point I was living in a yurt up in the mountain. And I was hosting these weekly gatherings of women who were just doing creative things. It was a creativity circle support kind of thing. And so the three of us were all in that group. And I think at one point we decided to just jam. Mm-hmm. And suddenly there was a lot of magic there. And I realized that even though all of us have really different musical backgrounds and musical strengths, there's something that could happen in the combination of the three of us. So then we started playing together.
Even though Francis lives several hours away, the band continues to work together whenever possible.
Eventually, I moved back up to Pennsylvania, and my husband Tim and I just got this farm this last spring. And so right around the time I moved is when Mandalele had this incredible momentum, and our harmonies had finally come together, and the way we were playing just had become powerful and really meaningful. And so we decided to not just let go of the band, but see how we could navigate continuing across state lines. Mm-hmm. So at this point, Wendy and Lorraine come up to Pennsylvania. We do a few gigs for a weekend, and I go down to Virginia and do a few gigs for a weekend. And we're going to just keep figuring out how we can do that into the future. So Fiddle Creek Dairy is our new dairy farm, and it's also going to be a center for a lot of arts and music events outside of Quarryville.
I asked band member and songwriter Wendy Surratt about the influence of location on her music. Wendy splits her time between the mountains of Virginia and Hawaii.
A lot of my songs are about Hawaii and my experiences there, the beauty of the places that I live there and visited there, and then about Virginia, living here. And that's mostly what I put in my songs, is the things I experience every day. There's probably a reference to mountains in every song that I write.
It's funny. One of my favorite songs you've written was when you couldn't go to Hawaii and were stuck in the winter in Virginia. That spawned a really nice song.
And that's how Snowflake was born. I was stuck in Virginia for the winter, watching the snow coming down, and then it inspired a song.
Talk a little bit more about Snowflake. I love that one.
Yeah, Snowflake. So I was sitting in my house watching it snow and contemplating one snowflake and the drop of water that made that snowflake and all the different places that that drop of water might have been in the last million or so years.
Here's Snowflake, the opening track on Riddled in Rhyme, the new album from Mandalele.
Water frozen star, how I wonder from where you are. Have you been a dewdrop on the grass, or a speck of ocean deep and vast?
One of Lorraine's songs that is featured on the album Red Thorns was also at least partially influenced by a specific location in Virginia.
I was riding my horse up through an area where there was a really pretty view, and it was in the winter where there were a lot of thorny brambles. And I noticed that in a very large thicket in the brambles, there was a little stone bench there somebody had put to have a nice place to sit long, long ago. But it was completely surrounded with really kind of mean-looking red brambles and obviously hadn't been used in a long time. And I was thinking that this powerful image of a relationship kind of gone wrong. Or so I wished I had a camera, but every time I took my horse, I didn't take my camera, so I put it in song lyrics instead. And actually, I rode horses with a lady who had a camera. She took some nice pictures of it, too. But what's funny about that song, too, how disparate images get into one song that are really unrelated. I was borrowing my son's electric guitar, and it was a little white electric Pacifica or something, and he had dented it. And the teenage boy dented his guitar. He put a piece of duct tape over the dent. And then he said, oh, that looks kind of weird. And so he spray painted it white to look nice like on the guitar. And he thought, well, that's kind of weird. So he brought it to band class where he had a friend that was an artist. And he drew this beautiful black rose with thorns on it. And you know, it was just gorgeous. It improved the looks of the guitar. And I remembered how, as a child, when I was drawing and I'd make a mistake and get all upset about it, my mother would say, well, you know, you can turn that into something else really cool. And that's what he had done with this bruise in his guitar. I wanted to put that in the song, but I'm like, I'm going to sing about a dented guitar. So Black Rose turned into a woman that had a hard time and was taking it into her own hands, and she was going to take that experience and make it into a good thing. And so very different images ended up in the same song.
Black Rose moved across the floor. I won't be nobody but me no more. Put her little hand on the broken door. Won't be nobody but me no more. Won't be nobody but me no more. Hold fast to what? Hold fast to what? Hold fast to what we all around you grow. Let the red thorns wild all around you grow. Let the red thorns all around you grow. Let the red thorns wild all around you grow.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. My guests today are Wendy Surratt, Lorraine Dweezy, and Frances Miller from Mandalay. Here's Frances on her songwriting process and the track Crescent Moon from the brand new debut album by Mandalay. The album's called Riddled in Rhyme.
It's interesting. I've kind of noticed that my songs are extreme ends of a spectrum. I find that they're either very prayerful and maybe somewhat solemn about navigating hard times or some kind of transformation, or they're just kind of off the edge, silly. And so anyway, Crescent Moon is one of the more solemn ones, and very simple too. I think about the new moon as a time of like the beginning of a cycle, a time of setting intentions of new growth. And so that's where that image came from, of the crescent moon. And Tim, who's now my husband, had gone into surgery, and in surgery they found that he had cancer. And so I was there at his house. I had come up from Virginia. He was living up here in Lancaster. And I had come up and to spend time with him. It was in between grad school classes to take care of him. And, of course, all of this was really shocking and extremely hard. And he had gone to sleep one night, and I was downstairs in the living room, and this tune just came to me, and the words came right away with the tune. And it is just like a very simple prayer, and the kind of thing where the event itself was so massive that the words that came to me were very simple, because there's no way I could describe the whole experience. It was more just breathing out a hope that I can be there with him, and that there's nothing. The wind, when she blows where she wants to go. We don't get to choose yes or no, just the sense of, okay, this is where life is taking us, and here we are, you know, and all I can offer is love. So that's where that song came from. And it's been really meaningful since then to keep singing it, and every time Tim's at a gig and I'm singing it, I sing it for him again, and because it is an ongoing journey, and yeah, it's very tender. It continues to be a tender song for me.
We don't know how or when, but we'll have to begin again under the same crescent moon. 'Cause when the wind blows, she blows where she wants to go. We don't get to choose yes or no. My love, my prayers, a song or two.
That's Crescent Moon from Mandalele on Around the Wood Stove. It comes from the band's debut album, Riddled in Rhyme. The album's title track actually started as two separate songs written by Wendy Surratt.
The first one is Shades of Blue, which I had written a while back, and it was really a many-layered story of a long journey of myself, both emotionally and physically, from the mountains of Virginia to Hawaii and back again, and also from my own life going through great turmoil and finding a way through that and realizations along the way and coming back to a place of peace. And then later on, Riddled in Rhyme evolved, and it was kind of the continuation of Shades of Blue, so I stuck it on there, and it really worked, and it was really about, this is what I want now. I want to open my eyes and see all the beauty that's right in front of me, be it obvious or riddled in rhyme, and that's where I feel like I am now.
Storm on the mountain, colored in blue. And just as I thought the storm had blown away, the river rose that day and washed me through. My sister whispered to me, close your eyes, you will see.
every answer is inside you.
I asked each member of the band what drives them to create music. Here's Lorraine Dweezy.
See, I think I have to quote the inspiration for one of my songs. When the old man was asked why he loved his wife of 50 years, he said, "I can't help it." and it's something that I hear. I like to listen for sounds, and get inspired by. Hear a fan that's doing a real groove or a little, you know, whatever, I have to sing with it. If I go through a bus stop that has a cool echo, I have to sing to it, you know, and we have a lot of fun warming up in the car. We will sing street signs that we see on the way to a gig as a way of doing little minuets with each other and getting warmed up. My boyfriend recently, we were in Europe, and he took me to a wood factory in Poland, where, you know, it was quiet when we had our official tour. He was having a tour for his business of this wood factory, and then they turned, they wanted to show us something else, so they turned the saws on when we came back, and I was fascinated. It sounded like the most incredible symphony of sounds. It was in B minor, I checked that already, and the saws would hum up and get really intense and then fade down. It was a wonderful piece of music, and I found my part in it. My harmony part was there, you know, based on the fifth, and my friend got a real kick out of how much I was enjoying the wood factory. He thought I was going to be bored, but...
Wendy Surratt's musical journey started with drumming.
My parents were both musicians. My brother was a musician. And drumming was around me all the time. I grew up in the Indonesian embassy taking naps under the gongs during gamelan practice. And so there was just music around me all the time. But I was never encouraged to do it myself. So once I got older, I just started taking my brother's drums and playing them when he wasn't around and really just moved into drumming in that way and kept doing that and found the drum circle facilitation group. And that's how Francis and I met and decided I wanted to train and do that. And then was having a great time drumming, doing drum circles, doing a lot of kids programs and totally loving it. And then I ran into that rough time in my life where I mentioned earlier that I wrote Shades of Blue from, and took a sabbatical and went to Hawaii and was living in my tent, and I'd shipped my drum over with me and was playing that and singing, and I was just feeling like I needed something to sing harmony with. I needed something to strum. I needed something different, and I wasn't really sure what to do. And so I wasn't really planning on playing ukulele. I actually had signed up for a Hawaiian language class and show up the first day of class, and the teacher passes everybody an ukulele and says, "Here's how to play a C, and here's how to play a G, and we're going to learn a song, and that's going to teach us how to speak Hawaiian." And I was hooked. I went out immediately, and I bought an ukulele, and I couldn't stop. And these songs just started pouring out of me because I had so much emotion just rolling through me at the time. And one after another, these songs just started coming out. And so it hasn't stopped.
And here's Frances Miller on what playing music means to her.
It's a transformation of something that was really oppressive when I was a child into something that brings me a lot of life and meaning and energy now. And because it's so transformative in my own life, I really believe in the potential for it to be transformative for those I play for and work with musically. So I had a really rigorous classical music training with a lot of pressure, a lot of expectations, and it took a number of years of putting the instrument down and slowly starting to find my own voice and starting to trust, like literally singing, like finding my own voice, but also through my instrument, finding my own voice. And there's some kind of transformative quality in it now when I can trust my instincts through the music and I can trust to open up to something that's so much bigger than me that happens that I can share with other people, like through playing with other people and also just through the playing for people as well. So it's a really, I'd say it's a deeply spiritual path for me, and it's has a lot to do with forgiveness and taking something that was used in a hurtful way and turning it into something that's beautiful. And I feel like that's what I have to offer now. This is one of the most profound things I can offer.
Lorraine Dweezy, Wendy Surratt, and Francis Miller are Mandalele. You can link up to the band and find out how to grab a copy of their debut album, Riddled in Rhyme, at the show post for today's episode. And you can find that at our website, woodstovehouse.com, where you can also check out past episodes of this program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.